now.
This is a long distance dedication. Goes out to Michael in the YouTube comments.
So, Tausch, I know you heard me say this yesterday. I know people that listen to all of our other shows that I appear on regularly heard me talk about this. One of the reasons why I was such a proponent of the Matt LaFleur driving Miss Daisy offensive approach instead of all gas, no brakes, was that your quarterback is playing with a AC joint sprain, a separated shoulder in his non-throwing shoulder. An injury, which I know I said this multiple times, is the injury that Carson Wentz was trying to play through for the Vikings, where he was like in like incredible, excruciating pain, like tears on the bench pain. It's the injury that on Sunday night Baker Mayfield suffered against the Rams and left the game, and they don't know if he's going to be available this week or not. Are we not giving enough credence, in part because Jordan Love, in the grand tradition of Favre and Rodgers, I mean, my God, Rodgers tried to convince Tomlin and the medical staff for the Steelers to allow him to play with a broken left wrist in the game against the Bears, because he owns them. He still owns them. Are we not giving enough respect to Jordan for playing through this injury? Because I did want to ask him, and he's not going to tell the truth about how painful it is. He's not going to, like, the Lions know about it. You don't think the Lions are going to be taking shots at his left arm on Thursday? But are we not giving it enough love or TLC or attention because of what because he downplayed it himself?
I'm sure there's a little bit of the downplaying itself. He didn't really know much about it. We know he took a shot and he missed some of the game prior. But you know the deal. You tell us that you're good enough to go out and play, you're going to go out and play. And we don't, not that we don't care, but we don't really care. It's, you're out there performing. I think we can understand and I think admire the fact that he is going out there when he's not 100% and he's doing a pretty doggone good job. But if he stunk, we'd say it was selfish that he went out there. So there's a fine line of doing that. And as long as you can go out and perform at, and I think a lot of times in, you know, Jordan, I'm not sure where you rank him quarterback wise.
In the league.
In the league. I think you have a professional arrogance about yourself that if I'm at 60%, I'm better than your next option. I think that's how people look at it. So Jordan is the leader of this football team. He knows he needs to be out there if he can. He went out there, and I thought he performed at a really nice level. And maybe everybody that was crushing Matt LaFleur and, I didn't see what Greg Olsen had to say, but I know how this works. The mouthpiece kind of spreads, and then it's whoop, and it goes, and everybody, oh, my God, this was the lamest game plan, blah, 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 blah. Did you know that Jordan's shoulders in this spot? Did you understand that Brian Flores blitzed 20 of the 24 dropbacks? Did you understand that that was the game plan and you wanted to protect your guy on a short week? All of those things factored into what we saw on Sunday, and that's why I thought Matt LaFleur deserves some kudos for sticking with that.
So David in the YouTube comments for ESPN Madison said that, and again, I rewatched the game, but I did not have the sound on. You had mentioned Olsen criticizing the game plan.
I just saw it on Twitter, so take that for what it's worth.
Okay. I had seen it too that way.
And then he also, at least David said that he thought he heard Greg Olsen mention that he was still handing off with his left hand. I actually think that's wrong. If Olsen said that, then he wasn't watching, because I definitely saw him handing off with his right hand even when he shouldn't have been.
Can I ask a question? Why did you have the sound off when you were watching the game?
Because I had it on my computer, and I was also writing in another section of my computer. And
okay, I always think, because don't you usually watch Law & Order and listen?
I don't watch it. It's just sort of
on
in the background
noise.
But
so
I was watching it, and frankly, I didn't turn on the sound. It was the all 22, because I'm a big film.
You're a confusing cat, man. I don't understand. Usually when you're writing and or working, you have background noise on.
But it's always something that I don't actually want to watch. Like I don't have the John Candy documentary on when I'm writing because I want to actually watch that. The other stuff is background noise. I'm not watching the Law and Order. It's just something so it's not quiet where I'm writing.
So were you watching it in silence?
He didn't have the sound on.
Like
he
just you didn't have anything Christmas music playing in the background.
Ah, a little early
but
for that.
I had it on my computer, and then I had a little column where I was writing, and I was watching it, and I was also writing at the same time.
I appreciate us spending time on my process.
I was confused because obviously the Greg Olson stuff, I'm telling you, this is how it works. Your fans watch the game on TV, and when there's a poignant point made that people that's a little bit edgy, then that becomes a narrative. And Greg Olson's a heck of an announcer. He does a great job. And if that is indeed the case, again, I'm only going off of social because I was at the game.
Sure.
That's where that narrative comes from.
Yeah. Do you sense that happens with everyone or just certain announcers? Do Badgers fans change their narrative of the game because of Tausch's commentary?
I think it's more TV-based.
Brando.
Yeah.
I think it's TV-based. I think there was outrage when Joel Klatt went after Luke Fickell about not calling time. I don't think if Joel Klatt doesn't do that, I don't think there's
that's
the same amount of outrage.
That's
actually the perfect
that's a
example.
Very yeah. good example. Well done. Yeah.
I'm a BKW.
You know what?
Guy
knows his ball.
You are. I don't know if you're a broadcast.
You're around this enough. You know when narratives are out, and you know this. Narratives can get spun 100 ways, and there's a big responsibility that comes with that. That's why I respect the fact you won't go some places sometimes because it's irresponsible.
Yeah, I'm impressed that you had that at the ready, because while Joel Klatt was saying that, you were calling the game with Matt. I didn't hear it because I sync you guys up, so I learned of it later. So I just thought it was
this social media and these clips, and that's what with this. But to answer Mike's point from YouTube, it is, I think it should be very admirable and honorable that Jordan is out there competing with that arm. And also, before you just jump to conclusions about bad game plans or conservative game plans, factor in and listen to the other points. You can still say Matt LaFleur was way too scared or didn't do things, and that is your right to make that opinion. But when you start factoring in everything involved, it maybe makes a lot more sense that Matt LaFleur's approach was the way it was. And by the way, we won the game by 17 points, and it could have been more. So
also
that's
true.
Where I have a hard time. Listen, man, I love it when fans – and if we're being honest, when the Green Bay Packers lose, there's a heck of a lot more callers in engaged. Like, it's just that's
it's
how
true.
This world works.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
So it would be easy for me to sit here and just throw grenades out. Oh, my God. I don't want to do that. I want to understand why did someone do this. And when you win a game in a NFL terms, that's a bludgeoning. In NFL terms, that's a bludgeoning, what we saw. You have to kind of look at the big picture and not just say, well, you didn't even throw the ball. You didn't do this. Well, did you ask why? And when you asked why, did you get an answer that was sufficed? And by the way, I give you 3 sufficient answers for why he did what he did.
Yeah, you did. You nailed it. There you go, Greg. I still like Greg Olson. I think he does a really good job, but I agree with the criticism. It's deserved here. What I don't hear very often is...
Greg Olson.
He does not. No.
I think he does.
Yeah, he does.
I do.
He does. Yeah, watch it with the volume on, JC, and you pick it out. Sounds like old T.
He looks like a psychopath as a coach. He coaches his kids, and they show those videos. I think it's him and Keekly. Can you imagine that? It's a heck of a squad.
It is a heck of a squad. I don't know. I know this. I don't hear Greg Olson talking about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin because we've got Tausch to do that.
And when it comes to your home, the smart play, trust Gina Della, not Greg Olson. You trust Gina and her team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This month only, score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella Windows for as low as $297 a month with zero interest for up to 72 months. That is like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to the incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping all of those drafts. Don't wait. Schedule a free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We need to play trivia again, but Jesse, I'm going to give you the choice. We've got Power Rankings Tuesday. You have the weekend preview that you wanted to jam in.
I want to get into Dame Lillard. That's what I want to get into.
So I guess I'm not going to give you the choice. But would you like to do trivia?
The game is coming up in two blanking days, man. So I'm torn on this.
Let's play trivia now, and then we'll do Wonelli, which will be a combination of Power Rankings and or Tausch talking about Dame.
All right. The second category for trivia is Badgers Trivia Tuesday.
I think they retired Dame's number, too.
Caller 75.
Use Dame's number. Forrest Gregg, here you go. Yeah. Hey, go ahead. Take it. Yep.
Forrest Gregg,
Charles Woodson. Hey, yeah, you go ahead. Use Charles's. Sure. Clay. Hey, Clay, we don't even wait 6 months. We'll hand that jersey out. Hey, Dame Lillard. No. We're not touching that number.
We're trying to do something over here.
What are we doing?
Trying to play trivia.
Taking trivia
well, I'm
call.
I'm trying to prove my point.
You have.
Okay. We're aware.
Very well.
Your position has been very clear.
I wasn't sure if you guys got that point.
In honor of Charles Woodson's number not being retired, we'll do caller 21.
In fact, Jason didn't care that Charles Woodson is his guy. And you're like, nah, it's no big deal. Charles wouldn't care. Like, come on.
Caller 21 for Charles Woodson, the ultimate honor, number 21 being used for the trivia contestant. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
How's it go, baby? Go, go, go!
We already played trivia once today. You'd be right.
Yeah, I don't fully understand what's going on, but in IJIT. IJIT.
And that stands for?
In Jesse, I trust.
As you should.
That seems like bad advice. Time now for trivia.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 deal meal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie, all for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app. And Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance, and proudly Wisconsin-built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
Let's welcome in our contestants. He is not in Browntown, but I'm guessing he's been there? It's Jeff in Monroe. Jeff, good morning. Have you ever been to Browntown?
I've been to Browntown for sure.
They have what do they have there? Anything exciting that we need to check out next time we're in the Monroe region?
Like every other little town around here, they got a couple of bars.
Okay, well, that's good. We wish them the best as long as they're serving Coors Light and Tito's. All right, Jeff. The category is Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Question number one, or question number four, if you're scoring along from earlier. Question number one is this, and it is long. It's a long question.
It's a good nugget, though.
Who wrote it?
You're going to learn something. I wrote it.
I.J.
Irick wrote it?
I.T.
I wrote it.
Oh, I thought you said Irick from your mortgage company.
Wisconsin-Minnesota is the longest continuous rivalry game played in FBS college football, having played every season since 1907. Which rivalry game featuring two teams from North Carolina is the second longest continuous rivalry game played in FBS college football, having been played every year since 1910? Is it NC State Wake Forest, Duke Clemson, or Bill Belichick's girlfriend versus the media outside the program?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hard first.
I'm
going
to go B.
Duke Clemson.
Uh-oh. Clemson's in South Carolina, Jeff.
Boy, not only do you tell him he's wrong, and you're telling him he's an idiot. That ain't very nice, Jesse.
No, that was the clue.
Such a loyal.
I mean, he's the best. Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame, and you're. It's like you're not going to retire his jersey.
I'm not. I'm definitely not going to do that. Question two, Jeff. Yeah, look, Jesse took way too much joy in that. Also, I'm surprised he didn't at least have NC State, North Carolina as one of the options. That would be one.
That would have been too hard.
That would have been tricky. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question two. Let's bounce back. Darian Dupree's 84-yard touchdown run on Saturday night was the longest play from scrimmage for the Badgers since Luke Fickell's first game as head coach. When which player had an 89-yard rushing touchdown against Buffalo?
Oh, this was on the broadcast, so I know this one.
To open the 2023 season. Was that player Braylon Allen, Chez Malusi, or Tanner Mordecai?
Braylon Allen.
All right, now I feel bad.
We're having a brown out.
Good one.
Correct answer. Nice. Chez Malusi. Whose number is also not retired at Camp Randall. All right, question three. A shot at the rare. Get the first two wrong. Get the last one right.
It doesn't get easier.
This is ridiculous. Wisconsin volleyball star Mimi Collier was drafted number one overall in the Major League Volleyball draft yesterday.
What was this category? What category?
Badgers Trivia Tuesday.
Did you think that didn't fit the criteria?
I wasn't sure.
When a badger trying to figure out one of if the Mimi best, Collier's jersey is going to be retired.
One of the best athletes at the University of Wisconsin right now gets drafted number one overall in a respective draft for a professional sport.
I don't need you lecturing me. Go back. Let's go.
He's done that twice now in three questions.
Today.
anyway, Mimi Collier was drafted number one overall by which team? Was it the San Diego Mojo, the Dallas Pulse, or the Omaha Supernovas? And these are all real names.
Good names, yeah.
I know this answer. Dallas.
Yeah, Jeff! Take that, old T! Bravo, bravo. I believe Mrs.
That,
Jordan
OT.
Love.
I want Jeff to get questions right. What are you like?
What's the category?
I believe Mrs. Jordan Love plays for the San Diego Mojo, if I recall correctly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Veronica Stone. All right, Jeff. Hell of a run. you got made fun of by Jesse. Then Tausch and Jesse argued. You got one out of three. That means you got two of the possible three entries into our drawing on Friday. We appreciate you. Even if Clemson is in South Carolina. Thanks for playing, buddy.
Thanks. It was fun, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Jeff.
Jeff should be a Hall of Famer.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I can tell you how to do your business.
We're not retiring his number, though.
What is he, Forrest Gregg?
No, but I bet Forrest Gregg and Jeff, if they walked into a bar in Browntown together, they would get a Coors Light.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course they would. Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill in the mountains on Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans. Make sure they are blue. That's when it is known to be chilled to perfection. Refreshingly cold and only 102 calories, Coors Light is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
Some sort of amalgamation of Woe Nelly, the weekend preview, power rankings, all presented by Jones Dairy
weekend
Farm.
Weekend preview on a Tuesday?
I'm just telling you that's what it says here, the weekend preview.
We're probably not going to do
okay.
it.
Yeah, I don't think we need to do that.
We do have a show on Friday.
I know. What are we doing a weekend preview on a Tuesday?
All right, whatever it is, Jones Dairy Farm and Jesse are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around. You can see me turning. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
This segment should already be over, and yet it's just beginning. Time now for some sort of mishmash of Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Milwaukee Bucks are 8-10, and they have dropped 5 straight games, including last night in Damian Lillard's return to Fiserv
Forum. Thank you, Dame.
He is out with an injury all year, likely. Dame and the Blazers, 115-103 winners over the Bucks last night. And something from the game grabbed Tausch's attention. I yield the remainder of my time to Old T.
Yeah, I have to understand. What are we doing? Why are we giving Dame a video tribute? Like, we could say, Dame Lillard, and give him a nice round of applause and move on with our lives. Like, a video tribute to Dame? Like, what are we doing?
He's a star player who the Bucks acquired with much fanfare and celebration.
It was the right trade at the right time. It didn't work. He did not make a very big impact. He didn't. And he did not have a long career. What did he play? Maybe a year and a half?
2 seasons in
Milwaukee.
But
he missed a bunch of time his first year, and then obviously the playoffs. Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. If you can explain it to me, and it win a championship with him. Chris Middleton, 100%. Yep. Brooke Lopez, 100%. Yep. I'm totally on board. And I'm not mad about it. I just think it's ridiculous. That's all. Not mad at all. Like, I'm not going to blow a gasket about it, but am I crazy to think that was ridiculous? Like, and Dame Lillard, thank you for your time here. And then, hey, nice. Give a nice applause. Put his picture up on the Jumbotron waving and move it along. A video tribute? I don't even know what the video tribute should be.
Pretty short video?
He hit one long 3 to win a game one time, I remember. But outside of that, I don't remember a lot. I remember we paid him about $300 million. We're going to be in cap purgatory, and we gave up a bunch of picks. That's what I remember.
I think he's regarded, though past his prime, as one of the great active NBA
great player.
Stars.
Portland should throw him parades and bouquets and everything else. I'm asking for the Milwaukee Bucks. It's nice. Do a nice gesture. Hey, thank you, Dame, for the 2 years that you were here. We appreciate you. By the way, we paid you $350 million, whatever that number is. And let him wave and say thank you to the fans, and we're good. But a video tribute should be, again, there's tears to all this. Yes, go ahead, Jason.
No, I was waving. I was doing the wave thing. I agree with you. He should just be shown on the Jumbotron waving and saying thank you for your service, and I'm with you. 100%. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
I wasn't trying to get your attention. Sorry if that was confusing.
I didn't mind the video tribute.
How did you see? Did you see it? Did they like post it?
I think Justin Garcia actually shared it on his social media platforms. I think that's where I saw it last night while scrolling through the various socials. It didn't work.
I think Sam
He's
Decker.
He's a superstar.
Next time Sam Decker comes, we should do a video.
Sam
tribute.
Decker has not accomplished the same amount that Damian Lillard has in his NBA career.
I'm being hyperbolic, Jesse. I don't know.
That was pretty good. That was actually a really good drop, by the way.
Whoa, Nelly!
If Kyle Kuzma plays for 4 years here and then leaves and goes to the Clippers, are we video tributing Kuzma? We don't win anything. We don't win a playoff series. Is Kyle Kuzma going to get the same thing that Dame did?
So I guess I would say this to you.
Well, can you answer the question before you?
I'm going to, I'm going to use something that you've been very adamant about. What's the harm in doing it? Just like what's the harm in Badgers fans rushing the field after their wins?
Too. Won an NBA Cup title last year.
What? I mean, so what? So he doesn't probably merit a full video tribute, but so what?
So then what if Kyle Kuzma comes back and he doesn't get that? How do you think that makes Kyle feel? That's what.
Well, let's do it for everybody that comes back.
That's what I'm saying. Fine. If that's the case, great.
And unretire everybody's number while we're...
Damian Lillard's been an MVP. He's had massive shots in the postseason with the Blazers. He's a star. He's been in commercials. Kuzma's not selling insurance and cars and everything the way that Dame is on the national stage.
How many playoff series did Dame win when he was here?
Zero. But he won an NBA Cup.
And he got paid handsomely, and he deserved it.
And he's still going to be being paid for.
Yes, and he's earned every penny. That's how it worked. That's great.
Bobby Bonilla.
But I'm just saying, like, I think when you do this, you diminish some of it for guys that have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Did Paul Mokeski and Jack Sikma, those guys get it?
All right, first of all, this is a whole nother discussion that I would love to have in the offseason, because another thing is when teams cut guys and they do these social media posts, thank you for your years here, that's nice and all, but they'd rather just stayed employed and you not cut them. I think that's kind of phony baloney too, in my opinion. Whoa, Nelly.
No, that's been long over.
Whoa, Nelly!
We are done with Whoa, Nelly.
Well, Tausch may not be a fan of video tributes for players who weren't great during their time, but he is a fan of Jones Dairy Farm, which is definitely great.
Jones Dairy Farm, it wasn't 2 years. It's been seven generations family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson, and they're best known. They got the all-natural sausage, pork, chicken, turkey. We love the pork. You get that little caramelization. But you know it'll go great this Thursday? You have a stuffing. You got your grandma's stuffing recipe. You want to make it better? Grab some Jones Dairy. Crisp that up. Get it in that stuffing. It's going to make it that much better. They also have, for the holidays, smoked hams right there. So much flavor at the table. So you got all of the great things for Thanksgiving, for Christmas. Jones Dairy has it. And of course, you want to add bacon to anything, it's going to make the meal that much better. Find all of Jones Dairy products in grocery stores across Wisconsin at jonesdairyfarm.com. What are you smirking about there, young man?
Chris in the ESPN Madison YouTube comments. Video tribute for Braden Narveson when he returns to Lambeau. Narv dog!
It's not as crazy as you think.
Braden Narveson and Damian Lillard are not the same.
I didn't say it's the same. As crazy as you think.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Evan Cohen, thank Uncle Homer. That dog, the dog from Hell story, was gold. If you felt like we didn't get to enough Packers today, we will make it up to you tomorrow. Tausch, any final thoughts before we let you go?
Nope.
Great.
Domovsky and Bulaga tomorrow.
That's a... How are we going to get
the clock?
How are
we going to get Packers tomorrow? Oh, yeah. Big game preview.
Yeah. Be sure to tune in for that. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.